Because even though right now I don't feel absolutely 100% me again, I know that it's coming for me. And it's going to come for you guys too. What's up, bitchies, and welcome back to the Really Bitchy Podcast with your favorite bitchy host, Christina Marie. And guys, normally we would just hop into the Really Bitchy recap of the week right now, but this episode is going to be a little bit different because A, we have no guest for today. B, everybody is stuck in quarantine in their homes because of the coronavirus outbreak, including myself. And C, the other day on my social media, I mentioned how lately my mental health has not been the absolute best. So I thought maybe today we could just do a little bit of a different type of episode, and instead of kicking it off with a guest and a recap of my week, I wanted to make this episode kind of like a mental health recap. So I don't want to waste any time. I want to get right into this episode because it's going to be very different and it's going to be a mess, probably. I'm just assuming. But anyways, by the way, guys, before I start the episode, like I said, I am in quarantine right now as the whole world is, and I am at my parents' house because I can't go back to my apartment in the city right now because of how bad the conditions are there right now, which is very sad. We'll get into that, but if this audio sounds a little bit different, I am just recording in my parents' basement off of like this random mic that my dad has. So shout out to Dad, really came through with the equipment for this. But we're toughing it out here. But I actually did order a bunch of brand new podcasting equipment. I actually ordered the mic that Joe Rogan uses for his podcast. So feeling pretty bougie about that. But yeah, so I'll have normal episodes coming soon with normal sounding audio. Maybe you guys don't even recognize the audio change and I'm the only one that does. I don't know. Anyways, let's get into everything. Like I said, let's get into the mess of the episode. So about a year ago by now, I put out a video titled, I'm Not Okay, But That's Okay. And it was me talking about how at that time, my mental health was not great due to the stress of many things, like balancing school, a social life, and then obviously, especially balancing my YouTube and social media career and basically everything involved in my career. And in that video, I said towards the end about how I'm not fully feeling okay yet, but I'm really working on myself. So I thought, you know, a year later would be a really great time to kind of do an update on that and where my head has been. And, you know, ironically enough, a year later, like I said, I'm not doing great. I'm going to be completely honest. Like I said, I posted on my Twitter and Instagram, maybe a week ago now, not a week ago, a few days ago, posted about how I wasn't doing too well, but I was like, you know what, I want to do an actual, like, podcast episode and talk about shit. So yeah, like I said, totally honest, not doing too great here, and I actually really contemplated recording this episode and opening up to you guys because I was totally honest, I was afraid to, I guess, in a way. I was kind of fearful, kind of afraid. But you guys, you know, my listeners, my bitchies, you guys are family to me. And I feel like we could all come to this podcast, we could all come to this platform, we could listen, and then we could talk amongst ourselves, about each other. Not about each other. Oh my God. I'm so sorry. See, my head is just, oh my God, my head's in a million places. Anyways, we could all come together, we could listen to this podcast, and then what I meant to say is not talk about each other. I meant to say talk amongst each other about anything that we're feeling, and it could be like a safe space for everybody, as well as myself. You know, this is a safe space for the bitchies, for you guys. If you're new here, then you know, hello, welcome to the bitchy community. So it's a safe space for the bitchies, for me, for everybody. So I want to take you guys back to before the current pandemic that is occurring right now even began. And for those of you listening to this when this episode comes out, you already know what I mean by pandemic. At least I would hope so. If you don't, I would be shocked. But if you're listening to this down the line, you know, in the future, then for context right now, it is March 30th, 2020. And the world is in the middle of the coronavirus outbreak that was deemed a pandemic. pandemic. It's affecting thousands of people across the world, and it's just a very sad thing. There's so many people getting sick, and even worse, you know, it's become fatal to some individuals, and I'm really hoping and praying that we're able to find some peace and clarity soon with the situation. But that's where we are in the world right now. But as I said, I want to take you guys back to before the pandemic began, more specifically back around to the time of when my mental health video I put out was made. So almost about a year ago, I would say, maybe a little less than a year, because unfortunately, the pandemic and the quarantining and everything has made my mental health worsen a bit, but it wasn't the starting cause of it. So it all started after that video, ironically, because like I said, oh my God, sorry, I almost just burped. But yeah, the issues, it's been a roller coaster, so I'm just gonna explain it. So anyways, after I put that video out, you know, almost a year ago, I was starting to get a little bit better, but I was still in this really weird, bad kind of state of mind with, you know, the stress in my life. And, you know, one of my biggest stressors was balancing school and my social media career. And you guys know that I went to the Fashion Institute of Technology. You know, I went there for college, FIT. And that school is really, it's such an amazing school. And I think attending that school was the absolute right choice for me for my field that I studied, which was advertising and marketing communications. And overall, I have no bad things to say about attending school there whatsoever, except that going to school full time and balancing my social media career was becoming a lot to handle. And that was not FIT's fault. That's literally any college. College is a lot. So going to college full time and balancing the social media stuff was just, like I said, it was a lot. And, you know, the thing that's like crazy though is I used to never really understand the YouTubers and the social media stars that either, you know, dropped out of college because it was coming too much to handle with their careers, or just in general, they decided never to go to college because they thought it was too much to do on top of their careers. And, you know, I just thought, okay, well, okay, they could set a day or two aside for schoolwork and then set a day or two aside for YouTube or social media, and then boom, you know, it'd be easy, right? But oh my goodness, I was so wrong, and I completely understand it now. So my first year attending FIT was rough, but it wasn't too bad. Then during my second year of FIT, more specifically like my second semester of my second year, is when my mental health really started to get affected by all the craziness of attempting to balance everything. And I decided I really needed to make some difficult decisions. You know, I was starting to think about, what do I want to do in my life? Was it YouTube and my social media career, or was it, you know, what I was studying at school? And when it came down to it, in that moment, and right now too, I really wanted to pursue my social media career. I was, you know, passionate about it, and I want to pursue it while it's still hot, because everybody knows we're not going to sugarcoat shit, okay? Everybody knows that social media and social media stars usually don't have a long lifespan because of the industry, you know, because the industry is constantly changing, and there's new people coming in, new apps, new everything. So I was like, you know what, if I hold off on my social media career for another 2 years to finish my bachelor's program, then there's a very high chance that the opportunity won't even be there for me anymore once I finish that. So I was like, you know what, I need a, you know, what's the phrase? Grab it by the horns? Is that the phrase? I'm definitely screwing this up. But I just need to take the opportunity that I already had and run with it. So let me just say also that I've also been I make this very clear to everybody. I am a huge believer that college is not for everybody. It really isn't. You know, some people are just not meant to go to college. They go to college, they drop out because it's not for them. And I am totally with you with that. I totally get it. However, for myself, I was already in college, and I didn't want to be seen as like the stereotypical girl who drops out of college to pursue a social media career. But in the end, I was like, why the fuck should I care about what other people thought about what I was doing? If I felt like leaving college and pursuing this damn thing and making it a fucking empire, which I am currently in the middle of doing and have since I left school, then that's exactly what I was gonna do. So I decided, I was going to finish my associate's degree at FIT. I was going to get the degree, and then I was going to be finished with school. And that's exactly what I did, which is why, you know, when I'm on Twitter and Instagram and everything, I have a lot of people always asking me about school, if I'm even still in school and all these things. And I've really avoided answering the question for such a long time because it wasn't something I was fully confident enough and prepared to talk to you guys about yet. But you know what? The time is now. And, you know, even though it's been a while, the time is now. So like I said, I finished school. I finished off the year strong. I got my associate's degree in advertising and marketing communications. So I do have a college degree, which kind of gives me some comfort. And then it was just time to pursue what I wanted to. So I did apply for the bachelor's program at FIT, which I've talked about this before, but FIT is really fucking weird. When you apply, you're only applying for your associate's degree. You can't just apply for the first time to FIT for a bachelor's degree. So what happens is, if you get in, you go for your associate's degree, you get that degree, and then if you want to continue on to the bachelor's program, you have to reapply for the program. And then only if you get in again can you go for the bachelor's program. I don't know why they do it like that, but anyways, after finishing the associate's degree, I actually did apply for the bachelor's degree, and I did get accepted again, which I was like, hell yeah, let's go. But then, you know, after that is when I kind of came to my senses and decided that going for a degree right now really wouldn't be the best for me, and it wouldn't be the best for my current career goals and overall for, you know, my mental health and my mind space. So I put my account on hold. So actually, if I did decide to go back to FIT and get my bachelor's degree, I still absolutely can. I didn't just leave the school, you know, cold turkey and not look back. They still have my info and they still have my bachelor's acceptance. So I'm able to return anytime I please. But, you know, will I go back? I don't know right now, honestly. Part of me does want to go back, though, because I really miss learning and being in a classroom. But I don't want to rush it. I don't feel prepared right now to attend again, so I'm not going to. But I don't know, maybe in the upcoming semester. But you know, the one thing I am at least proud of myself right now is that I did get a very good degree from the school already, which, like I said, is giving me a feeling of security and comfort, which sounds a little odd, but for myself, I like to know that I have backup plans. I've always made a joke saying I got backup plans for my backup plans. So, you know, say my social media career literally were to fall apart tomorrow, fall off the face of the earth, I would still at least have my advertising and marketing degree to catch my back. And then I also, I don't know, some of you guys know this. If you've been around for a very long time, then you would know this. I actually have a cosmetology license too. I'm licensed to do like hair, makeup, nails, all that stuff. So like I said, this bitchy got backup plans for her backup plans. So that's how I've always been. But anyways, moving along, you would think, okay, Christina, so you're not in school anymore. You have all this free time to finally pursue your social media career full time. So aren't you going to use the time to make videos and put out content, you know? And the answer is yes, you would think I would be doing that, but I didn't. And that is why this is all so frustrating. But here's why. So I finished my degree in May of 2019. And then I took the summer off as any normal college student would. And then the next semester started up at the end of August of 2019. So I was like, okay, now is my time to do this damn thing full time and hustle because I'm not in school. However, all my friends were still in school. My roommate was still in school. I was the only one who wasn't. And I've attended school my entire life. And then all of a sudden just decided to not attend to pursue a full time social media career. So I felt so lost, and it was the weirdest feeling in the world. Like, I've never had this much free time in my life, and I've never not attended school. And for whatever reason, in my crazy, cloudy, confused head, I wasn't thinking about using the free time to pursue what I actually wanted to do. I was just like getting very anxious about the fact that I had to do this thing full time now. Like, I was getting anxiety every single night about trying to perfect what I was doing and creating these schedules and dates and times. And, oh, I'm going to film on these days. I'm going to edit on these days. I'm going to answer emails on these days. Even like cracking it down to the literal hour. And my crazy perfectionist ways are what destroyed me. And I'm able to recognize that now, but back then, I was not recognizing that. So my perfectionist ways destroyed me. And, you know, I am my biggest critic. I really am. And it sucks. But I ended up getting nothing done in that free time. I was too busy freaking out. I was having a lot of anxiety attacks before going to bed, even waking up, worrying so much about how I was going to do things that in the end, I ended up not doing them. So clearly, I wasn't doing my best, you know? I was spending all the time that I could have been doing things, worrying about the things that I was going to do, but not actually doing them, which is like some crazy, whack-ass reverse psychology shit. But anyways, this stuff, it just really got to me. And I started to feel more upset, sad, angry, frustrated at myself. I was feeling so many negative emotions at myself every single day waking up. And I tried to get the people around me to motivate me, you know, my parents, my friends, my manager. My manager was trying to help me so much and nothing was working. But finally, 2020 came, you know, new year, new decade. So I was like, all right, Christina, it's really time to get your shit together. So stop worrying about how to do things and just do them. Like I said, just stop worrying about how to do these things and just do them. So actually, 2020 started off great for me. I planned everything I wanted to pursue in January. In February, I began to pursue it all. You know, I started to get really serious about this podcast and recording it, and I started to plan out all the bitchy apparel launches I wanted to do. I was actually feeling very good, and I was really getting back on track. And then the lovely month of March 2020 hit, and March is where everything started to fall apart again for me. And honestly, everything started to fall apart for the world. We're still in March. I'm recording this on March 30th. This is going up literally tonight. And as we could see, the world is just not okay right now. I'm not okay. Plenty of people out there are not okay. The world is not okay. So, okay. So we're gonna now, that was everything, you know, like I said, kind of like the timeline. Now we led up to March. So let's talk March. Let's talk now. So, okay, a few weeks ago, I flew to LA for St. Patrick's Day weekend. And I plan on staying the week there. And I know you guys are gonna come at my neck because I was traveling and flying. But I do want to make clear that this was before the pandemic was even deemed a pandemic. It was an outbreak, but it wasn't as serious as it is now, at least in the US, but it was still kind of getting there. But it wasn't to the point where travel was shutting down and everybody was quarantining and, you know, they weren't telling us to stay in our houses. So the traveling whole thing, not traveling, was not being stressed at this point. But of course, however, now you guys know, please stay home, wash your hands. Do not be like me and travel. I beg you guys, please only travel and fly under absolutely necessary circumstances. So yeah, just had to get that out of the way. But anyways, back on track. Like I said, I went to LA for St. Patrick's Day weekend because, you know, as predicted, not just the weekend, the week. I went there for St. Patrick's Day week. But as predicted, I ended up staying in and doing absolutely nothing because everything was shut down and the quarantining came into play. So everybody in the house I was staying at stood inside the house. Nobody left. Oh my God, sorry. I started to yawn. I'm recording this really late at night. But anyways, nobody was leaving. So you could tell it was starting to get pretty bad. So once my week in LA was like up, you know, I was there like, I flew in like the 11th or something, and it was like the 17th or St. Patrick's Day. I was gonna leave like the day after. Anyways, so like once my week in LA was up and I was supposed to fly home, I ended up canceling my flight and stood in LA another week because of the conditions of the pandemic in New York started to get so bad. If you guys have been keeping up with everything, you know New York right now, at least in the US, is so bad. More specifically, New York City, which is literally where I live, where my whole life is. So all my friends and family were just telling me, Christina, stay in LA. You know, my friends and family in New York are saying, stay in LA. My friends in LA were saying, stay in LA. You know, and maybe things would get a little bit better in a week or so, and I could come home, and it's going to be a little more calmed down, right? No, wrong, obviously. So, shit only got worse, as we know, and then they started to do travel bans, and there was a lot of talk about travel bans to and from New York City. So, I started to bug out. And this is where my anxiety and my mental health really started to take a turn in the way that I did not want it to again. So I was in LA. I had like a week worth of clothing. I had no camera, no podcasting equipment. I was stretching my toiletries. Of course, I could go buy more things if I absolutely needed to, but you can't leave the house. So I'd have to Amazon Prime things, and even Prime deliveries are delayed because of this. And there were just so many factors going into it. But of course, the main factor that was really frightening me was the fact that I may not be able to go back to New York, you know, because like I said, they were really, really talking about travel bans to New York because it was getting so bad. And so I was freaking out, and I was being like, I may not be able to go back to New York for the next month, 2 months, 3 months. Who the hell knows? And my life is in New York. All my belongings, my entire family, everything of mine is in New York. But I am stuck in Los Angeles. So, of course, I don't want to discredit the people that I was with in LA. I feel like this is making it sound like, okay, yeah, I need to get the fuck out of LA, which I did in a sense, but I needed to get out of LA. That way I could get home before they did a travel ban, which luckily I've been home for a week and they still haven't done a travel ban in New York. But anyways, I don't want to discredit the people I was with in LA, because the house I was in a house where I was surrounded by so many of my close friends and just significant people who love me so much, and I love them, and we care for each other. But despite all that, I just missed my home. Like I said, I was freaking out every single night. I was having anxiety attacks. I could not focus on my work. My mental health just started to get very, very bad again because of everything. Because not only was it getting bad because I was freaking out about the fact that I might not be able to get home, but also because I was freaking out about that, like I said, I couldn't focus on my work. So then I started to get a lot of anxiety and a lot of, you know, I started freaking out a lot about the fact that I was not doing work. So it just started to get really bad, and I knew that if I didn't go and do something, I was going to have a very, very, very bad breakdown, and I just could not let myself get to that point. So I knew what I had to do. Sorry. That was weird. I heard a noise. I think it was my arm, though. I think I accidentally, like, huh, what the fuck was that noise? That was weird. Anyways, yeah, back on track. I think my arm, like, hit my phone or something, and that was a noise that was made. But, yeah, so I knew what I had to do. I had to go home. I absolutely needed to go home to New York. So I made the executive decision to fly back to New York. There was literally only 10 people on my flight, which was insane, but understandable, because you should not be doing any traveling right now. Like I said, I know I sound so hypocritical because I flew, but I beg you all, please stay home. Only fly under absolutely necessary circumstances. You know, for me, it was because there was a chance that if I did not fly home right now, I would not get the chance to fly home. But please, stay home. Do not fly. Do not travel. Only under absolutely necessary circumstances. Okay. Anyways, so I flew home. And now the other challenging thing was, despite flying back to New York, I could not go to my apartment. The city right now, anybody that lives in New York City or is, you know, and yeah, anybody that lives there or was there or is there, you know that it's a shit show right now, and it is very unsafe to be there. None of my friends are there. Literally all my friends fled the city and went to their parents' houses outside the city, and I did not want to be stranded alone in my apartment with my thoughts. I was trying to think about it too, and the fact that's like, even if I went back, I purposely did not buy any groceries before leaving New York, because I was like, okay, well, I'm going to be back in New York in a week, and then I'm going to go grocery shopping, and everything's going to be good. You know, why buy groceries before you're leaving for a vacation? Well, Well, I was wrong. I should have. But how the hell could I have predicted that I was going to be in LA for an extra week and then get back and all this stuff was going to go on? So actually, Amazon, I pay extra for Amazon Fresh, which is, you know, like grocery delivery. And one, I have one friend in the city right now, and she actually just posted on her Instagram story the other day that it's like impossible to even get groceries delivered right now because everybody's getting them. She's like, dude, I cannot get a grocery delivery for like the next week. So anyways, like back to the main point of this, I did not want to be alone in my apartment with my thoughts. I was like, even if I were to go back there, I can't be alone. I cannot be alone with my thoughts right now. I was freaking out. So I decided I was going to go back to my hometown in Long Island and go to my parents' house and stay there through the pandemic. So that is where I am now. Like I said, I'm in my basement. I'm recording this on my dad's microphone. So yeah. So I still don't have my camera with me. I honestly don't know. I don't have many belongings with me, but the more important factor is that I feel very safe here and I feel comforted by my family. And I think that's really what I need right now. And I don't know how long it's going to be until I get to go back to LA, which for me is very scary because you guys know that I have a lot of friends that live out there that I see like every 2 weeks, and a lot of work people and all that stuff, and just people I hold close to my heart. But even scarier, you know, the more important factor is I don't know how long it's going to be until I could return to my actual home of New York City. You know, like I said, my life is in the city, you know, my apartment, my everything. But that's the scariest part. But being back in New York in general with my family has definitely put my anxiety and my worries a bit more at ease. But I'm still struggling, you know. So many people are struggling at this time. And I'm not sharing my struggles with you guys during this time period to go get sympathy or to say my situation is worse than others. Because trust me, I know my situation is most definitely not worse than other people. There's some people right now that are taking a way harder hit by all of this, whether it's emotionally, mentally, physically, anything. People can't get the resources they need. So trust me, I'm not trying to play victim or something, because I absolutely acknowledge that there are people out there going through similar things as me, and then people that are going through even worse things as me. But I am just here to share my side of how I've been dealing with things. And I'll also be hoping and praying, you know, and only wishing the best for those people who are out there going through hard times right now during all of this. But from my perspective, you know, just as me as an individual person, it has really taken such a toll on my everyday life and, you know, my head. Because you guys know I'm a very active, outgoing person. And, you know, what I do on a daily basis is like my everyday routine in New York City really helps me to clear my head every day and collect my thoughts. And, you know, when I'm in these times of not having the best headspace, it really helps me a lot. And, you know, waking up, going to a boxing class, going to Gregory's Coffee, going to my co-working space, hanging out with friends, walking around the city, all of that stuff that would normally help me when I'm at a low point, such as right now, I can't do any of it, you know? Nobody can. None of you can. I can't. You know, nobody has the ability to go and do those things right now. And it just kind of sucks, you know? No, I take that back. It doesn't kind of suck. It really fucking sucks. And I've been trying to find ways to distract myself and do things that won't have me stuck in my loop of negative thoughts. And some things for myself that I actually found that helped kind of ease my mind are self-care books. So I've been reading way more. And I've actually, very oddly, I've been very interested and very invested into my spirituality lately. Sorry, I always fuck that word up. Spirituality. Is that right? I think. Anyways, yeah, been into that, meditation, manifesting. And I know this may sound crazy because, you know, I've never been into those kinds of things before in my life, but I just decided to open myself up more to try new things. And I found such comfort in being able to take a minute or two each day to read my energy for the day and manifest positive things into my life. So yeah, very interesting. I've never really been into that stuff, but I guess this whole thing has just been a very eye-opening experience for me, and so that's what I've been doing. But anyways, back to just what I've been doing since I got back to New York. overall, I've just been taking things super easy on myself and my mind. I've been working little bits at a time on stuff, but mainly just focusing on rebuilding myself. And I feel like even recording this podcast episode and being able to talk to you all about how I've been feeling in a safe space is helping me so much. Because like I mentioned at the start of this episode, I've actually been a bit scared to talk to you guys about my mental health because I just feel like maybe I was going to get judged or something. And I didn't know. I was just stuck in my negative thoughts like I have been. But deep down, as I said, I know you guys, the listeners, the bitchies, you guys are my family. And I love you all so much and I care for each and every one of you. And this is such a safe space to share what I've been feeling, and it should be an absolutely safe space for you guys to open up as well without judgment. But like I said, I've been doing a lot of thinking, just a lot of focusing on my mind and my health. And I figured out the best way to do, you know, to let myself grow is to release everything, all my built up tensions, all my worries. And so that's what I'm doing little by little. So that's where I'm at now. I'm still slightly struggling because, you know, of everything going on, obviously, but I feel like, especially in the past few days of just really focusing on myself, I've been able to make a huge improvement in my life for the better. And I hope that if there's anything you guys could pull away from this episode, it's that we are all in a, you know, really just a not good time right now. Not gonna sugarcoat it. Nothing really about this situation is too positive at the moment. But I want you to take away that, you know, if you've been feeling under the weather, you've been feeling not in the right state of mind, you know, whether it's because of the quarantine and the pandemic or not, you know, you're not alone. And I don't want to do the whole corny, it gets better shit, but I feel like I have to, because even though right now I don't feel absolutely 100% me again, I know that it's coming for me and it's going to come for you guys too. But I want to wrap everything up with, of course, your friendly reminder to please stay at home. I almost said, yeah, please stay inside. I went to say inside and home at the same time, but both. Please stay inside your home, wash your hands, sanitize, social distance yourself. And I know I'm going to sound very hypocritical because I traveled and I was flying just a week or so ago, but please do not travel and do not fly under absolutely necessary circumstances. But yeah, I know that was all very heavy and deep, but let's lighten the mood by saying that was my really bitchy recap. My really bitchy recap of my fucking year. I know it was quite a long one today. But anyways, I know you guys are expecting in each episode the social media shit of the week and the really shitty life advice and all that stuff. But honestly, I don't feel like it's right to do that right now in this episode, just because this was a very different episode. And I would like to just upload this, you know, as a mental health update kind of episode and then be able to continue future episodes as normal. So we're going to skip that for today. So I really apologize. But just know that I do have one pre-recorded episode going up for you guys next week that I recorded before the world took a turn. I recorded it with my beautiful, lovely friend Ellery Lee, who is a super badass New York City influencer friend of mine. I also went to FIT with her, and we had a really, really amazing conversation about the social media industry that I think you guys will absolutely love. And then after that, I honestly have no clue what episodes will come out. I'm gonna be totally honest. You know, because of the ongoing pandemic, I don't know what guests I'm going to be able to get onto the show and what I'm going to be able to do, you know, from home and all that stuff. So I don't know. We'll see what the future holds. But like I said, currently recording this episode with a little shitty setup in my parents' basement. So if it sounds a little different, that's why. But like I told you guys earlier, I ordered some real equipment. So future episodes, they're gonna be good. But we're gonna wrap up this episode right here. I know it's a short one, but I have exciting things coming up in the upcoming episodes. And like I said earlier, I know that this was a heavy episode, and maybe you enjoyed it, maybe you learned something from it, or maybe you hated it, and that's also totally valid. But thank you guys so much. Thank you to all my lovely bitchies for tuning in, and make sure to go follow at Bitchy Podcast on Twitter and Instagram for updates on new episodes, as well as funny memes and positive quotes. But yeah, that's all I got for you guys today. Like I said, you're not alone. Hit me up on my socials if you need anything from me, and I will see you guys in the next episode. So have a great week, guys, and ciao, ciao, bitchies.